Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to the mini-series for the Gateway Process. I'm Joshua Citarella. This is a collaboration with Otherworld. And in this episode, we are interviewing three people who have tried the Gateway tapes and achieved an out-of-body experience. Chelsea, Charlie, and DJ. One of these people I happen to know in real life. They were experimenting with this process and then casually texted me about the results, which I was very much surprised by because I was doing this research unbeknownst to them at the time. And then I got really interested in their story. I found it very, very compelling. And then I put an open call onto social media. So the subsequent interviews, these are not people that I had met before. They were people who I encountered online. I screened a tremendous number of applicants, people who had their own, in some cases, really incredible stories. Maybe that's a season two arc that we'll get into at another point. But of these three out-of-body experiences, I want to call your attention to some of the similarities here. There's a phenomena that we call sometimes shoving off or kicking off. People will describe a type of a jump or an abrupt movement where they get out of bed and then they see their body, they turn around and they see their body behind them. There's a lot of similarities between some of these stories. And what I find most interesting in all of these cases is that when they come back to reality, when they come back from wherever they had gone to, whether it's this unconscious state, whether they're exiting the material plane, or who knows, when they come back, they are transformed. They are transformed as individuals. They are mentally, spiritually transformed. I'm immensely grateful to the participants we had in this project. They were just so incredibly generous, sharing these really transformative stories. And it's given me personally a lot to think about. So thank you again to Charlie, Chelsea, and DJ. This is the Gateway Process miniseries, and you're listening to Otherworld.
So my name is Charlie. I grew up in the South. I am sort of like a freelance creative type. And I now live in the Northeast, and I had an out-of-body experience. I had this out-of-body experience about 6 years ago as a freshman at my liberal arts university. I think as like many people can maybe relate to, when you move from sort of like a repressed Southern existence to like a liberal college in the Northeast, you tend to explore a lot of things. And one of those things may be like psychonautics. So I was doing like a lot of reading of like the Beats. And along this journey, I got into like the holofractal theory of the universe. I got into these sorts of writings and I found the CIA writings on the Gateway program. And I was super interested. So around this time, I was trying out a bunch of different techniques to try to induce astral projection and lucid dreaming, that sort of thing. I was taking like galantamine and I was doing wake into lucid dream techniques and all of this. But one constant in this practice of mine was these Gateway experience tapes. For about 6 months to a year or so, I was listening to these tapes pretty much every night. So I would only do one tape a day, and I would do it kind of right before I went to sleep. I felt that it also affected my dream state. It gave me much more vivid and psychoanalytically rich dreams, which is something I'm always a fan of. So my mom was sort of like a spiritual, or is sort of an aspiritual atheist type, not too many new agey ideas, not too many traditional religious ideas. And my dad is a fairly standard like Protestant. So we went to church with my dad. My parents got divorced, so we would go to church like every other week.
And is there any kind of overlap with their religious or spiritual interests? The Gateway tapes or other similar types of esoteric practices? Did they get into any of that kind of stuff?
No, I would say there isn't much of an emphasis on this sort of experimentation or self-discovery or spiritual growth. I did go to like a Montessori school growing up, so there was a bunch of new agey stuff around, I guess. I never really delved into it.
You're in your freshman year of college. You discover this material. Were you referred to it by someone, or were you doing your own research? How did you uncover